Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, hooray. Okay, I figured that the first part of this summary of the weekend's events is so long that I might as well read it to you for those of you that are lazy or those of you that don't want to read all of it. Here it goes. Friday night, I went to see Chris Hardwick and Mike Furman at the Hookie Lau in Chicopee, Massachusetts. It was spectacular! I thoroughly enjoyed myself. Eating sushi and watching comedy actually works well for me, though I'm sure the flaming poo-poo platters near the front of the stage were mildly alarming to anyone on the stage. I'm guessing a comedian at the Hookie Lau is thinking, don't make fun of someone at the table until the last one burns out. Both Mike and Chris had amazing sets and were nice enough to meet up with people after the show. I ended up leaving shortly after, saying hello, and decided to stay at my parents' house. With my parents gone and me being the opportunist I am, I jumped like crazy on their king-size bed and collapsed into sleep. Apparently they know how to thwart the fun of their adult child. Both of my parents are partially deaf, and they sleep on their good ears, so they aren't woken by the other snoring. And yes, y'all do snore. What they didn't know is that their alarm is set to go off at 3 in the morning. Being an insomniac that was excited about the events I would be participating in, I was up. I couldn't help it. 8 a.m. Driving to Boston. This was one of the easiest drives I've ever made to Boston. For true. Apparently at that time in the morning on the weekend, the roads are not congested at all. So I plugged my phone into my USB jack in my car and sang at the top of my lungs to They Might Be Giants the whole ride there. It made me feel a little bit better, even though I was already exhausted. I left the Mass Pike to hit the Trader Joe's in Framingham and bought myself some breakfast. The journey continued with heading into the Fenway area. I believe that my first exclamation out of my mouth was, "Fuck my face, opening day was yesterday." I then drove past places offering parking for $35, but you had to be out of the parking lot within the hour of the game's completion. I ended up parking at Beth Israel Temple Road Garage and walked the half mile to Fenway. 11 a.m. Met up with the nerds at Jillian's. Had drinkies. I got to Jillian's and went to the third floor to meet everyone at the bowling alley. Turns out they were gathering on the second floor. Christopher hadn't arrived yet, but Adam was there and watched me do a lap in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle backpack before waving me over and chatting. I got a drink and it was placed in front of me when Ryan and Chris arrived. I cannot remember everyone that joined in on the drinks at Jillian's, but there were a many of us. We chatted for a little bit, and it was amazing to sit back and quietly observe how everyone was talking animatedly and joking around. Within 15 minutes, we had formed a gelatinous cube collective. Throughout the day, more and more people would get eaten into our enthusiasm. Wow. I'm losing myself in that metaphor. I should really sleep before recording this, but I'm not going to. 1 p.m. Boston Commons Falafel Picnic Dance Party. Once we met up with those that had arranged to connect at Jillian's, we hopped on a T and headed into Boston Commons. A group of awesome was waiting for us, and we grabbed lunch and enjoyed a picnic on a sunny Saturday in the Commons. As I took a few pictures, I couldn't help but laugh. My first thought was, this looks like a stock photo. Puh? Really? Stop drinking, Ellie. This looks like a stock photo on a campus guide. I ate my first falafel. Pretty damn good. During our meal, there were marchers for something, and they were playing a drum, so I danced around like an idiot, as I often do. 2:30 p.m. Museum of Science. After everyone nommed down their food, we went to the T to head towards the Museum of Science. We then lost 6 of the group as we hopped on a train, then hopped off when we realized it was the wrong one. We caught up to them a few stops later, and we were one again. Matt got tickets for us all for the Museum of Science, and there were a couple of people that met up with us there. We walked around for a while, bought astronaut ice cream, and marveled at how Christopher was able to fit in a kid's small t-shirt and pull it off. I mean the style. I think he was actually cut out of it. 4 p.m. Omni Movie Tornado Alley. We went into the Omni Theater to watch a documentary about tornado chasers, narrated by Bill Paxton. It was cool. It was a cool idea, but I'm not going to lie. My eyes were closed for a lot of it. I don't do so well with aerial shots, and there was just so much to take in, and you had to adjust to see some things. It's cool, though. I thought I'd fall asleep, but I didn't. 5 p.m. Anna's Taqueria. After the movie, we trekked over to Anna's Taqueria in Cambridge, where Chris Hardwick met up for burrito fun times. He was gracious enough to chill for a little while and share a video that was sent to him that was super awesome. And he took pictures. He headed out to get back to the theater for the show, and we finished our burritos and some of the group dressed in costume for the show. 7 p.m., the Wilbur Theater. The show was a torrid love affair of funny, and after it concluded, we got in line to wait to say hi to Chris and Mike. After about 15 minutes, without the line moving at all, we decided against it. There was much drinking to be done. What? She's not talking about the show? Okay, maybe I'll write up a proper post all about it when I'm not exhausted. Numbers become irrelevant. Jacob Wirth. Table for 12 at Jacob Wirth, a German bar with a crazy amount of alcohol. Some people ordered food. Some people drank out of penis straws. All in all, it was a rousing good time. During our time there, I looked at my phone and realized that I needed to get going, so I asked how to get to the T and back to Fenway so I could grab my car. Leah scoffed and told me that I was staying at her house. You know, traveling by yourself is pretty awesome. I didn't want the day to end, and getting another day with such a fantastic group of people was just a yes away. So I said yes. Numbers become irrelevant. TCs. We ended up traveling over to this bar in the Emerson area because they had a porn claw machine. The fact that we went there solely for the game still makes me smile. Numbers become irrelevant. Jillian's. We finished the evening together at Jillian's, where we met up with a bunch of other peoples, and we drank until they told us we couldn't anymore. I rushed to use the bathroom, and some nozzle decided to take the last quarter of my scotch. Note to self. When they say last call and you have to pee, if you can squat and drink at the same time, make those moments count. Then we split up with the promise of brunch the following day. Nancy and I crashed at Leah's, which was super crazy nice of her, and I totally appreciate it. And the next installment will be Sunday. This is Allie Reads Her Blog to You.